What's up, everybody? This is your boy DJ Bluff 313. I just had to really quick intro real quick. I'm starting to mostly do more podcasts each and every day, and you know what I'm saying, everything is going pretty swell, and I'm getting more comfortable in the habit of doing more podcasts. And a lot of times, even today, I had to teach a class, and actually, to be honest, I had to paint a house, the living room, hallway, and stuff like that, and then I had to teach a class. But right when I woke up, I wasn't loving it. I'm gonna just say that I wasn't loving it. The day that I thought I was off. So literally, yeah, that's just the emotional part about me right now, just today. So I wanted to actually talk about what's right and why do we get punished for things that's right. Now, hear me out real quick. What I basically mean, the basis of this conversation is we get punished sometimes for stuff that we do right. I'm not talking about we get punished from the Lord or nothing like that. No. It's mostly humans. It's the human thing. I don't understand it. I don't get it. But I got it's story time almost, and I have a story to tell. Now, for one, right now is like all the time. I always keep saying, can we please stop listening to people on the net that say dumb things but sound so serious with it? They be sounding more so sincere. Like the one guy that I'm making a TikTok video on, if you're not following me on TikTok, that is DJ_Fluff313. Yes, that's FLUFF313. Please follow me. You know what I'm saying? I'm very entertaining, I think. You know what I'm saying? Well, at least I hope so. But one guy that's that he said he's fighting and talking about he was doing the interview himself, and it's a podcast also. He was talking, and he was talking about if your friends call themselves your friends, they'll reach out and come call you and talk to you and everything else. I'm sick of reaching out to people that's not reaching out to me. I said, hold on, wow, whoa, stop. Now, let me put that into my perspective. I wrap myself into that man's shoes, and I said, if I was him, could that actually happen? No, it can't. Let me tell you why. I have so many friends that I can't call them all. And people don't factor in reality into these stupid quotes. If your friends are grown and they have families of their own and they have bills of their own and they work jobs that's not where you work at, and they have also they got family members, they're friends, so they got different family members, it's the holidays, different other things. Now, maybe you got a real close friend that every now and then y'all call each other and talk and everything else. That's cool, because a lot of people have three or four of those and call it a day. But if you reach out to them, you just called them before they called you. Like, calm your ass down. And it's a grown man. Why are we worried about so much how people make us feel with little stupid, what is that? He basically putting stipulations on his life. You putting all the stipulations, if nobody called me, stop, Grumpy Smurf, calm your dumb ass down. And this is how I feel, and I'm definitely making a video on it, because the problem is what I have is this part. Over 378,000 people like the post. What are we doing? Now, the other basis of that's one thing. That's just one little part. So, by me even saying this to certain people, they tried to give me their agenda or whatever they want to do on it. Now, we can agree on disagreeing, because that's cool, but they couldn't make sense of themselves without saying that they're always, basically, people today are looking for a reason to complain. Everybody, almost. If it ain't 100%, it's 99.9.99%. That's looking for a reason to complain. And why, like, and complain videos get more hype on the internet all the time anyway. Now, this is not a good thing. This is a bad thing. The reason why is because if we complain about every little thing, then the big things we can never solve. We can't solve little stuff. How can we solve anything else? We can't. It's the world is in shambles. I don't care what you say. I know we're living in Revelations. The world is in shambles. There's war going on and everything else. And we can't even be buddy-buddy enough to say, hey, man, you didn't call me last week. I don't think we should be friends no more, basically. That's too much going on. That's too much. Now, sorry about that. Let me talk about the situation that happened to me a long time ago. When I basically mean, why do we get punished for doing right things? Now, that conversation we had the other day for that was one, and somebody basically was telling me I'm crazy because the fact is I still want to be friends with people that don't want to be friends with me. Even though that was not the conversation. The conversation was, if your friend don't call you too much and you call do most of the calling, how are y'all still friends? I said, easy, because they got DJ Flow. I said they have stuff to do. Also, sorry about that, my phone went off. But on that note, let me come to this conclusion real quick. One day, I have to tell you the story. I was doing a mural for a company. I was young, very young. I was 19 at the time. Cool. I wasn't even 20. So I'm 19. I'm doing my thing, and I'm doing a mural. You know, and what ends up happening? I'm supposed to do two. One office mural, and I'm supposed to do the second office mural. I was just about to finish on the first one. So I was in this guy's office for the whole time being. And it took me third or fourth day. Now, one day, this day, it was like, hey, Javion, you don't mind going out into the hallway or the lobby real quick? You have some business to talk with this guy. The guy came in, they talked business. And they was like, all right, Javion, yeah, you can come on back in. We're going to go to lunch. So I was like, okay. Usually they go to lunch at a certain time, but it's not that time, but whatever. And that's how much I was there, because the fact is, I even know what time they went to lunch. So, yeah. What ends up happening, they went to lunch, but it was a problem. Let me tell you what the problem was. The problem was, it was a big yellow envelope. A big yellow envelope with like thousands, all hundreds, you know, like the money that you will see on a TV show in the briefcase type thing. But it was a big yellow envelope, and it was tore open. And it's hanging out of a desk drawer right in the sight of where the door is. And it was a file cabinet, the bottom file cabinet shelf. It was hanging out of that, and it was just like that. And I'm like, why is it tore up? What? All right, so I said this to myself: it ain't my money. I'm getting paid to do a job. Let me do my job. That's exactly what I'm on. Because one thing I learned a long time ago, for one, they didn't know anything from me, but it wouldn't be hard to get my information. And for two, I'm not a thief. You know what I'm saying? My thing is, before, if push come to shove, if that type of situation happened, the first thing I'm thinking of is, what would be the downside of taking this money? That's not mine. You know what I'm saying? Mind you. You know what I'm saying? The upside would be, hey, yo, I'm buying something new. That's cool. But also, what if that was something somebody needed? Now, here go the problem. The problem goes with this. The two guys come back in from lunch. I'm still doing my painting. I'm actually a little bit ahead of where they was at. They came back later. And when they came back later, like kind of like late, like they usually don't go to lunch for that long. They came back and he looked like he was surprised to see me. Like, hey, Devion. Oh yeah. I said, hey, real quick, did one of y'all leave? Like, you don't mind if I holler at you real quick, because I know it's your office, right? But look, come here real quick. Let me talk to you. So I showed him, like, hey, you see that? That money right there. I pointed to the money. I said, that money been out there for a hot minute. Like, did you leave it open? Like, what happened? You know what I'm saying? I told him about the bread. He was like, huh? Hold on now. And then he said, Jamie, I waited out in the lobby again. So I'm like, okay. So I waited out in the lobby again. And what ends up happening is he talked to his partner. He told his partner to come in the room. And not the guy, the guy that came in, the third guy, with the envelope, obviously. So they talked for a minute. Then after that, they came to me and said, hey, Jamie, come here real quick. So he had the money on the table, on the desk now. He only had some of it, though, this time. Because it was a lot. You know what I'm saying? So he was like, so, Javion, you seen this money and you didn't touch it? I said, no, it's not mine. That's why I told you what it was when it was there. And everything else. Then he was like, so, like, you didn't open it up? I said, no, it's not my money. Why? I don't touch stuff that ain't mine, man. You good. Like, you hire me for a job, I just earn my money and call it a day. So they asked me almost the same questions about 50 times. Around 40 something, I say, look, man, I didn't touch your money. If I'd have touched your money, I would have took the money, grabbed my stuff, and left, and y'all never would have seen me again. But I'm an honest man. If I'm not making the money myself, then I'm not touching it, right? He gonna tell me he don't believe me. After a while, what I figured out is this. They tried to set me up. I guess they was a lawyer firm or something and everything else. They tried to set it up and they tore the bag themselves. I was young. I didn't realize it. Until later on, I told somebody, I said, they told me, they said, hey, a lawyer firm? Yeah. That dude came in, they was about to say that you stole their retainer or something. And literally, like, it was all my fault. They was going to blame the whole thing on me. But they was going to basically, that was probably not even the whole amount of money. That was a half of it or whatever. But whatever it was, they would have said, I would have took it and everything else. But since I showed them, like, no, that's your bread. And then I told the person I was working, I used to teach a class, an art class downstairs. Yeah, I was teaching classes at 19. Yeah, okay, I know. But it was, I was teaching an art class for remedial students, meaning like they was handicapped students. You know what I'm saying? I was teaching art class. And it was cool, it was great. But I got a gig out of it and I was doing the art upstairs. So when that happened, I immediately told the lady that basically works over the program about that situation. And she said, I don't trust those guys. And everything. She just kept telling me about certain things. And she said, whatever you got done with their mural or whatever they wanted, their logo name on their desk, their wall, you should leave them alone completely. And I will let the business manager know about that. And she said, and she went, she asked one of them about the money and stuff like that. And they told her that they think when they was coming in, I was ripping through the money at the time. Meanwhile, the office is kind of large. When they came in, they came right on in and everything. And I told them about the bread. I said, are you serious? Like, no, they left that there. Because I'm like, why would I tell everybody about the money? All right, my thing is this. If I was taking the money, oh, I'd have took the money and would smooth out. For one, y'all left early. And y'all left early for lunch. And not only did y'all leave early for lunch, y'all left way longer. Like, give him a chance to see that money and take it. You know what I'm saying? No, baby, I wasn't taking it. So my question is, in the beginning, why sometimes doing right, basically, it almost feel like doing wrong sometimes. Now, even to this day, I said, man, what happened if I'd have took that money, bro? You know what I'm saying? Because I never would have knew they had been trying to cuss me out for this money that I did not touch. But I'm not that type of person. I don't really don't give a damn about their money. And that's not how blessings work. Their money was their money. Their money probably was drug money or anything else. And I wasn't about to get mixed up in none of that. So, with that being said, I did exactly the right thing. But it's still terrible that you got idiots out there that try to set you up. A 19-year-old boy. Like, what was the purpose? Like, what if my mans would have been like, oh, he stole my money? And, like, if I didn't even take the money, but y'all trying to set me up. Oh, he stole my money and getting try to find my address and shoot my house up. You feel what I'm saying? Like, what is the point? For y'all to get a little bit of bread off the top? That's what I knew. Like, certain people, a lot of people, more people that's in suits are more shystier than people in street clothes. I swear to you, lawyers and different, they're shysty. It's the person, it is not just the career choice. But with that being said, that's my story. My book is almost out, guys. It's come out February 20th. I'm literally about to go home and work on this thing right now. I gotta make me a sandwich or something. I'm hungry. But February 20th, Urban Arena will be coming out. It'll be on Amazon. I'm about to find a way to do pre-orders because I'm getting a couple of people that's very interested. And they're like, hey, can I pre-order this? So I'm about to figure that out ASAP. It definitely be on Amazon KDP or just Amazon period. And I'm also doing the ebook. Look at that. And I'm also doing the audio book afterwards. Yes. So you guys make sure that you definitely follow me, DJ Fluff313. I'm about to put the information up today. And we're about to have a blast. Thank you guys so much for listening, joining in. Your boy, DJ Fluff. DJFluff313.com and DJFluff313 everything else. Please log in. Check me out. We got stuff going on all the time. And you can always find me here. P.S. I'm out.